أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about backbiting in the second part. Previously, I have talked about the backbiting and I have defined it. And I told that we have once backbiting and the other we have accusation. There are differences between backbiting and accusation, because when a person poses some deficiencies and some faults and you tell him while he dislikes that, that is backbiting. But if a person does not possess that characteristic and he does not have any deficiencies and you are blaming him, that is accusation. And also, after definition of backbiting, we talked about backbiting according to the Holy Quran, and after we came to hadiths. There are many narrations from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and also there are another hadiths from Ma'sumin alayhim assalam, and we are going to talk about this matter. Some of them we talked in previous lecture, and the rest we are going to talk and discuss about this matter in this lecture, God willing. The seventh thing which is important here, and there is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that if you backbite the other people, it means that you are trying to destroy your good actions. So backbiting becomes the cause for destroying of the good actions. And there is a hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, who says, يُؤْتَى بِأَحَدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُوقَفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَيُدْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ كِتَابُهُ فَلَا يَرَى حَسَنَاتِهِ فَيَقُولُ إِلَهِ لَيْسَ هَذَا كِتَابِي فَإِنِّي لَا أَرَى فِيهَا طَاعَتِي فَيُقَالُ لَهُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَا يَظِلُّ وَلَا يَنْسَى ذَهَبَ عَمَلُكَ بِإِغْتِيَابِ النَّاسِ. Let me translate this hadith, which is narrated in detail. Our Prophet said that in the day of hereafter, in the day of judgment, came a person, يُؤْتَى بِأَحَدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, a person came, يُوقَفُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ, this person in the hereafter, he stood in front of Almighty Allah. وَيُدْفَعْ إِلَيْهِ كِتَابُهُ, Almighty Allah gave him his book or his file, or his book and his file is was given to him. فَلَا يُرَى حَسَنَاتِهِ, when he looks to his file in his book, he could not find any of his good actions, the prayers which he have done, the fasting that he have kept, and also the rest of the good actions that he have done in his life. He sees his file from the beginning up to the end, but he cannot find that good actions. فَيَقُولُ إِلَهِ, then he objects and he says, O Almighty Allah, لَيْسَ هَذَا كِتَابِ, there became a mistake. It is not my file. It is not my book. فَإِنِّي لَا أَرَى فِيهَا طَاعَتِي, because I do not see my good actions I searched from the beginning up to the end, but I could not find my good actions, my prayers that I have done that in the world. فَيُقَالَ لَهُ Then an angel came and answered him, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَا يَظِلُّ وَلَا يَنْسَى That angel says that your Lord never forget anything, and he never lose anything. ذَهَبَ عَمَلُكَ بِإِغْتِيَابِ النَّاسِ Do you know why your good actions are not here? Your good action is disappeared from this file and from this book because of your backbiting the others. Because you have backbited the other people, the innocent people, the believers. That's why Almighty Allah gave all your good actions to that person that you have backbited him in the world. ذَهَبَ عَمَلُكَ بِإِغْتِيَابِ النَّاسِ ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِآخَرِ Then another person came and he stood in front of Almighty Allah. وَيُدْفَ إِلَيْهِ كِتَابُهُ Again, some of the angels, they gave his book and his file. فَيَرَى فِيهِ طَاعَاتٍ كَثِيرًا Then this man, he starts from the beginning of his file or his book up to the end. And when he studied, he saw many of the good actions, many of the prayers that he have not done in the world. Many of the fasting that he did not do that in the world. And many other good actions that he did not do that in the world. فَيَقُولُ Then this person also says, إِلَهِ مَا هَذَا كِتَابِي Oh my Allah, it is not my book. فَإِنِّي مَا عَمِلْتُ هَذِي التَّعَاتِ Anna, I did not do these actions, these prayers, these good things. I did not do them in the world. فَيُقَالُ لِأَنَّ فُلَانًا اِغْتَابَكَ فَدُّفِعَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ إِلَيْكَ Because that person, he backbited you. Because of that, Almighty Allah gave his good actions to you. And now that's why you are seeing that good actions which you did not perform and the other person performed. As that person backbited you, that's why all his good actions converted to your file and to your book. From this hadith we can understand that if we do backbite the others, if we commit backbiting, then Almighty Allah will convert our good actions to the other person that we are trying to backbite them. The eighth hadith is again from our Holy Prophet. He says, a person who backbites the others, it means that the paradise, the heaven, he cannot be entered into the heaven. He will not go to the paradise. The paradise will be, he will be deprived of the paradise. It is a golden saying from the Holy Prophet who says, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our Prophet said, تَحْرُمُ الْجَنَّةُ عَلَىٰ ثَلَاثٍ The paradise will be forbidden for three groups. It means that three groups, they will not enter into the paradise. عَلَى الْمَنَّانِ وَعَلَى الْمُغْتَابِ وَعَلَى مُدْمِنِ الْخَامِرِ Among these three groups, one is backbiters. Those who are backbiting the others, they will not enter into the paradise. It is another hadith. The ninth hadith is this, that our Prophet said, if a person backbites the others, first of all of his prayers, they will not be accepted. In the second, this person, when he enters into the hell, into the fire, then all those people who are in the fire, they will be tortured from his bad smell. It is the hadith that our Prophet said, من اغتاب امرأ مسلما بطل صومه ونقض وضوءه وجاء يوم القيامة يفوح من فيه رائحة أنتن من الجيفة يتأذى به أهل الموقف. Our Prophet said, when a person backbites his brother, his Muslim brother, batala sawmuhu, all his fasting will be destroyed. There is no use of his fasting. Only he kept fast from early in the morning up to the night, and he did not drink anything. He did not eat anything. But as he used to backbite the others, as he backbited his brothers, so then all his fasting will be in no use. وَنَقَضَ وُضُوءُهُ He took ablutions, but his ablution is in no use. وَجَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ When he comes in the hereafter, يَفُوحُ مِنْ فِيهِ رَائِحَةٌ A bad smell will be arise from him. Which this smell, this bad smell is أَنْتَنُ مِنَ الْجِيفَ That is worse than carrion. يَتَأَذَّى بِهِ أَهْلُ الْمَوْقِفِ All the people who are standing near him, they will be tortured because of this bad smell. So again, we can understand that if a person backbite the others, that will be the result, that even he will not have any good smell, and he from his bad smell, all the other people, they will be tortured. Now, as we understood that backbiting, according to the Holy Quran, according to the hadiths, and according to the wisdom of a person, so it is forbidden, and it is not good that we try to destroy the personality of other Muslim person. It is not a good action. So there are some hadiths from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, Even if you are sitting in a gathering, if you are in the assembly, that some of your brothers, some of your friends, they are trying to backbite the Muslim people, you have this right, and it is your duty that you should handle him. You should stop him from backbiting, and you should defend from that person that he is going to backbite him. And this has a lot of rewards. Almighty Allah will give for these persons that he is trying to stop the other people for backbiting, and he is defending from the Muslim brothers. So Almighty Allah will give a lot of rewards to him. Let me recite this hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household, who says, مَنْ تَطَوَّلَ عَلَىٰ أَخِيهِ في غيبة سمعها فيه في مجلس فردها عنه رد الله عنه ألف باب من السوء في الدنيا والآخرة This hadith came in the book of من لا يهذره الفقيه the volume number is 4 in the page number 15 Our Prophet said من تطول على أخيه في غيبة سمعها فيه في مجلس There are a gathering, and some of the people, they are trying to backbite the Muslim brothers, and you are also sitting there, and you are trying to stop him from his backbiting, and you are trying to defend from that person that this assembly is going to backbite him. فَرَدَّهَا عَنْهُ And you are trying to defend from that person رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِّنَ السُّوءِ Do you know? As you are doing that good action, and you are trying to stop that backbiting. So Almighty Allah will omit from you 1,000 door of the badness in this world and also in the hereafter. رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِّنَ السُّوءِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ This world and also in the hereafter many 1,000 doors of badness will be closed to you because of your good action that you have tried to stop the backbiting. There is another hadith, again it is from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said, if you try to stop the backbiting, then Almighty Allah will make you free from the fire. It is the saying of the Holy Prophet who says, مَنْ ذَبَّ عَنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ بِالْغَيْبَةِ كان حقا على الله أن يعتقه من النار. If a person he tries to stop backbiting and he tries to keep the honor of his brother because of that backbiting, كان حقا على الله. It is the duty of Almighty Allah أن يعتقه من النار. To make him free from the fire, even if he is deserved to be entered into the fire, then because of that good action, Almighty Allah will save him, will make him free, will get him out from the fire, and will enter him into the paradise. It is because of his good action. And there is another saying from our Prophet who says, مَنْ رَدَّ عَنْ أَخِيهِ غَيْبَةً. Those people who are trying to stop the backbiting of his Muslim brother, as he heard it, سَمِعَهَا فِي مَجْلِسٍ in an assembly, رَدَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ عَنْهُ أَلْفَ بَابٍ مِّنَ الشَّرِّ. Almighty Allah will stop the 1,000 door of the badness, the evils, and Almighty Allah will close these doors of evils to him because of his good action, because he stopped the backbiting. في الدنيا والآخرة, in this world and also in the hereafter. This hadith is like the previous one, except there was minasu. And here is minashar, but this hadith has a little details. And then Imam, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he continues and says, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَرُدَّ عَنْهُ وَأَعْجَبَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْهِ كَوِزْرِ مَنْ اِغْتَابِ. What does it mean? It means that if there is an assembly, some of the people, they start backbiting. And this person also, he tries to start backbiting of that Muslim person. And he does not stop the others from backbiting. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَرُدَّ عَنْهُ وَأَعْجَبَهُ. But he likes himself that these people in this assembly, they should backbite him. And he encourages him, and he likes that. كان عليه كوزر من اغتاب. Then the punishment and the bad reward will be to him also, like a person that he is backbiting. It means that even if we do not say a single word to the other persons, the other people, they are trying to backbite a Muslim brother. And he is sitting there, but he likes that. And he does not stop the others. So So he also will be punished in the hereafter. And his punishment will be equal to the punishment of that person that he is backbiting. These two will be equal. There is another hadith, which is the advice of our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, to the first Imam, the leader of the faithful, the leader of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Our Prophet said, Ya Ali, man ughtiba anhu indahu akhuhu al-Muslim fastata'a nasrahu falam yansurahu khadalahu Allahu fi dunya wal-akhirah. O Ali, if a person, he is sitting there, and another person came and near him backbite the Muslim brother, فَاسْتَتَاعَ نَصْرُهُ, in this person, he has that ability to stop him from backbiting. فَلَمْ يَنْصُرُهُ, but he do not do that. خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, Almighty Allah will disgrace him, will disrespect him, both in this world and also in the hereafter. It is another saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There are another hadith from our Prophet who says, من رد عن عرض أخيه كان له حجابا من النار. If you are trying to keep, to save the honor of your brother, it means that this helping to your brother, that is like curtain from the fire, that is like hinder from the fire. And there is again another saying from our Prophet who says, من رد عن عرض أخيه المسلم وجبت له الجنة البتة. It means that if you are trying to help the honor of your brothers, and you are trying to keep, to save the honor of your brothers, and you are trying to stop the backbiting, وَجَبَدْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةَ الْبَتَى, Almighty Allah will make entering to the paradise, it is obligatory for him, surely, albatta. And there is another thing from our Prophet who says, and it is advice to the Abu Dharr, في وصيته لأبي ذر قال يا أبا ذر وأبو ذر من ذب عن أخيه المؤمن الغيبة كان حقا على الله أن يعتقه من النار. وأبو ذر, if a person tries to stop the backbiting and to save the honor of his believer, his brother, كان حقا الله, it is the right, he has that right to Almighty Allah, that Almighty Allah will make him free from the fire. أَيَّعْتِقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. And there is another saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, who counted all the rights that a believer has on the neck of another believer. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للمؤمن على المؤمن سبعة حقوق واجبة من الله عز وجل. Every believer has seven rights to the neck of the other believer. It is these seven rights are wajib, obligatory, necessary from Almighty Allah. Among them, الإجلال له في غيبته. When a person is not present, so it is our duty that we should respect him while he is not present. But when we remember him, so that should be in a very good manner. والود له في صدره. We should love him in our heart. والمؤاساة له في ماله. And we should help him in his property. وَأَنْ يَحْرُمَ غَيْبَتَهُ. Among them one is this, which is which our Prophet said, it is forbidden to backbite him. وَأَنْ يَحْرُمَ غَيْبَتُهُ وَأَنْ يَعُودَهُ فِي مَرَضِهِ. When he becomes sick, it is our duty to visit him. وَأَنْ يُشَيِّعَ جَنَازَتُهُ. And when he passed away, it is our duty that we should share in his funeral ceremony. وَأَلَّا يَقُولَ فِيهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا. And when he passed away, after his death, we should not talk about him except the goodness. It is a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Here, I would like to mention another thing. When we backbite our brothers or our sisters, so what should we do? Because you know that it is a gathering, it is a society. Sometimes we may backbite our brothers and sisters. After backbiting, it is our duty that we should ask from Almighty Allah for that person that we have backbited him forgiveness. That asking from Almighty Allah the forgiveness, it can be atonement of the backbiting according to the hadiths which our Prophet said. كَفَّارَةُ الْإِغْتِيَابِ أَن تَسْتَغْفِرَ لِمَنْ اغْتَبْتَهُ. The atonement of the backbiting is this, that you should request forgiveness from Almighty Allah for this person that you have backbited him. So these were some of the hadiths from our Prophet, peace be upon him, about backbiting, that backbiting is forbidden and we should not do it. And also, if there is an assembly and some of the people, they are trying to backbite the Muslim brothers, so it is our duty to defend from that Muslim brother. And it is our duty to stop that backbiting till they should not continue backbiting. And we should help our brother who is not present in this assembly, but some of the people, they are trying to backbite him and they are trying to use words to him. So it's not a good habit. And God willing, we will continue this discussion in next lecture also. And we will bring some stories from the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter. Thank you very much as you have followed this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.